You're listening to The Real Short Box, a comic book podcast made for geeks by geeks.
Hello, everybody, for thanking for tuning in and thank Jesus, I'm drunk. Well, thanks for tuning in. We're the Real Short Box. My name is Donald, and I'm an alcoholic. Kevin. That's Kevin, yeah. And then we have a very special guest. John, go ahead. Say hello.
I'm not drunk, but hey, I'm here.
Apparently not.
One Mr. John Catalina has joined us here for a very special holiday-themed podcast. We are going to be talking today about our favorite Christmas gifts of past.
Yes, now, childhood gifts.
If I could just think of all the amazing gifts I got over the years. Wow, truly blessed. I remember my first Lamborghini. It was...
Oh, wow. Wow. At what age was that? Like, that eight. Sounds good, man.
That
oh,
was wow. Eight. Yeah. Yeah.
It was fantastic. Is that a Hot Wheels Lamborghini or?
Yeah. It was a color change one. It was a color change one. It went from, purple to blue or blue to purple. I can't remember, but you'd put it in hot water and it would change the color. And interestingly enough, then it would rust. So
yeah, sadly, yes.
Not the best design for Hot Wheels, but you know, I still had fun with them and it was a really cool gift. So I do appreciate my Lamborghini when I was a kid. Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Kevin, I know that you had gotten some of the best gifts for Christmas, like ever. I remember you regaling us with stories of like trips to Baton Rouge, the time you spent in the Swiss Alps and stuff like that with your family for the holidays. Go ahead and regale us with some of these stories, sir.
This, you know, this must be a different Kevin because I have not been to either of those locations. However, I do remember.
What?
I do remember in the mid 80s, one of my favorite Christmas gifts, especially when this TV cartoon show came out, Transformers, I received the Soundwave Transformer as a Christmas gift.
Now, and, Soundwave was the one in the shape tape. Of...
The cassette tape recorder. No, that's Blaster.
Huh?
That's Blaster. The Autobot Blaster is the boombox.
Soundwave wasn't a boombox?
Soundwave was the cassette tape player.
The Decepticon. Isn't that a boombox?
No, it's a different... It's a difference. It's a difference.
Is there?
Yeah. It was It was almost like a Walkman in a way. That's the best way to
describe
it.
Was he?
Yeah.
Man, I don't remember that at all.
Man, you see, brother, this is what happens when you smoke too much. You smoke too much and you forget.
I don't smoke.
Sound like you've been smoking.
I don't. But I do have. Oh, what's this? Boom. I have one of the cassette tapes.
It looks like Laserbeak.
Oh, does it? Does it look like Laserbeak? Because it's quite possible it is Laserbeak. Nice. While you talk, I'm going to try to transform this.
See, guy. You know what's really cool, John? I think you'll agree with me about this, and Donald too. Those Transformers, and even to this day, that's actually really good toys for parents to buy, even though they're expensive. But it teaches a kid to use their brain because you have to learn how to transform. You know, the robot, the transform, whatever it is, starts out as into a robot and then turn it back into whatever it is, a car, truck, a animal. And some of those transformation figurations are complicated.
Right?
It's like opening up the box from Hellraiser, man. It's crazy.
Yeah, exactly. Like the mecha configuration box. Exactly. Especially as things got more complicated when you got to the combiners, such as the construction cons, Devastator, or Omega Supreme. I don't know how you'd be transforming that thing in real life. That was complicated. Or, you know, Metroplex and Triptychon. You got to like Autobot City and Decepticon City. I mean, those are just take you 10 hours to transform those things. But that's cool because it makes you think. It's almost like what Lego would later become. You know, you have to use your mind to create beautiful figures. Oh, look at that. Look at that. He actually transformed them. Very impressive.
I actually got them done. Yeah, very buddy. Impressive.
Very impressive. Da, da,
da, da, da, da. You know, this Kevin isn't actually an official one. This is a knockoff. I'm not even joking. This is a knockoff version
looks
of it.
Looks good. Looks good.
Yeah.
Right? It does.
Yeah, they did a good job. Back with it.
Off what you said, though, Kevin, like, honestly, man, at least you got your money's worth out of those toys, right? They were expensive, but you got your money's worth.
You
spent hours playing with them, you know?
And that's why you knew not to ask for anything more. Once you got it, you shut your mouth because your parents couldn't afford to buy you more than one of those. I mean, exactly. I have plenty of friends. I don't know where the parents got the money from or what connections they had. You go to their house and they have boxes and boxes and boxes full of different toys, from Transformers to G.I. Joe to He-Man. I was like, you got to be kidding me. I was jealous. Like, how the heck?
Only child. That's how.
No. They were like multiple siblings.
Really?
Yeah,
man. What job did dad and mom have?
I have no idea. And even years later.
Callister's dad had?
I guess so. But even years later, one of the guys that became friends with at my old movie theater, we went to his house one day in the basement, and he had like most of the Transformers and G.I. Joe toys. I was like, oh my God, what a childhood you had, bro. He had like the vast majority of them. And you know that those toys did not come cheap.
Right?
That's for sure. I just put it together. Like, I turned it from tape to robot bird back to tape.
Back to tape.
It's in that small conversation.
Impressive. Very impressive.
Yeah.
It is.
Not bad.
I remember an old picture that I have of from when I was a kid. My mom's holding me, and in the background is one of those, and I'm dating myself with this, but it's still funny. You guys remember the old, like, Superman inflatable punching bags?
Oh, yeah, I remember those.
Yes.
Yeah, I had one of those in the background of the picture. It was Christmas morning, and she's like, hold me and bring me out to see everything. And I remember that vaguely in the picture. And I remember having that thing. I had a Hulk Hogan one, too, later on in life. And as a kid, I beat the shit out of those poor things. They were durable as hell, though. They really were.
Oh, man. Yeah. Good quality.
Yeah, they really. Now, today, like, you hit it one time, it's going to, it just blows up. It's like, well, that was fun, you know?
And what year was this, John?
Oh, man. It had to be, maybe 82 or 3. It could even have been 81-ish. I had an afro like Michael Jackson. No lie. No lie at all.
You had a fro like me? I didn't know that.
Dude, I did. I had a fro, man. I was the missing Jackson 5. So there's really 6 of us, but I got booted. So it was like, all right, that's cool. You know, I'm good. I'll still say I'm part of the family. It's cool. But I remember having that. And I was huge. You were talking about the Transformers and everybody having a big box of stuff. I was guilty. I didn't have the Transformers, but I had the old LJN rubber wrestling figures. Remember those?
Oh, yeah. I remember those. Those were cool.
Still to this day, I have a bag full of those. And the coolest thing for me was like letting my daughter play with them when she was younger.
Wait, what? Which ones? The
LJN big, like the rubber ones. Remember those?
Yeah, the big bouncy rubber ones. Yeah, I had a bunch of those too. Mine got all weird as they got older. They got sticky.
They got like nicked up and everything too from like begging
up the guy. Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah. So it was weird. And did you ever notice, like, if you got too aggressive with them and you, like, busted one of their arms, there was a metal rod that would come out through? And, it was like, and then you were, like, trying to figure out how you could push it back in and if you could put, like, some tape around it and still play with it and stuff.
That's because you got the injury angle. He got hurt last week in a match. So that's, Those are great. I, like I said, I still have some. Like, and I would love to find, like flea markets and stuff. You got to find one of those people that don't know what they have, though. Because that'd be
my buddy had them all. He had the ring that they would fight in and everything. He had all that shit. He was an only child, spoiled. Had them all, and he had like all the Star Wars characters, and he had the Millennium Falcon that you could pop open and put them in the seats and everything. Yeah. All the He-Man stuff. He had the Thundercats. He had Panthera's Panthermobile or whatever, and just like all this crazy shit. And I was just like, man, like I always would go over to his place to hang out to play with his toys because I was like, man, I want to play with these like cool shits. And then I'd go home and I'd have like Hulk Hogan and maybe Hillbilly Jim.
Hillbilly Jim.
Yes.
And they would fight every week because there's the only two I had. And at one point I found a different hat and I put it on Hillbilly and I was like, it's Hillbilly Jim's brother. It's his brother come for revenge, you know? And that's like, you had to get creative.
No, see, that's what's great about our childhoods. You had to use your imagination to create matchups, to create like a war if you want to have these toys versus these toys. Oh man, that was great. You had to use your imagination, and you 100%. Know, I think it served us well later into adulthood.
Yes. Yeah.
I think the wrestling thing was big for me for a while. I had some of the wrestlers. I also had the Hulk Hogan workout set.
Oh,
and
nice.
It came with a poster, and it showed you like your daily workout routine that you should do. It had the cassette tape, and he'd be like, "All right, you little Hulkamaniacs, let's get started," you know. And you'd be like, "Hey, we're gonna work out. We're gonna jump some rope." I bet that motherfucker never jumped rope today in his life. You know?
Come on now. He said his prayers. He did his training, and he didn't jump no rope.
He took his steroids, is what he took.
Oh, he was in Rocky III as Thunder Lips, and he had to do some jump.
He was right there in the place.
I believe was his name in that Thunder Roids.
Look, Mr. T would have not allowed him. Mr. T made sure he was.
He did. He openly admitted it later that he took a bunch of steroids. It's fine. You know, it's fine. Like, hopefully, he didn't fuck him up permanently. But it's fine. But admit it, you know what I mean? At least he admitted it. So there was that, there was the He-Man or the wrestling, the Hulkamania stuff. And then I would get, you remember those little muscle men?
Oh yes. Yeah.
Those little rubber muscle figures, and you could buy them in like a trash can. Mm-hmm. They would come like a bunch of them. I would get sets of them like in trash cans. Yes. And I still, The regular pink rubber ones were like the best ones because it had the one dude with the round face and the weird eyes. And it looked like almost like Jack in the Box without the hat.
Yeah.
Or like Mr. Bill. And they were all in different poses. Some of those got the same face, would have big muscles, some would have mohawks, some would have long, like kind of earring things. Some of them were like brick like and could punch and stuff.
Remember the green dude was built like the brick? You remember him?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I remember him. And then there was another one that was actually literally that looked like that one. What's that place in Rome that's just like the arch kind of thing that you would drive under? You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, kind of like the column thing? Near the Colosseum?
They had that, and it was pink rubber, and then it had a head on it. Like, they started getting really weirdly creative with this shit. And it was like, there was just so many of them. Like, one of them, I think, was a microphone or something, or had a microphone hand at one point, and just odd. It just got really odd. I think one was like a top that you could spin, like a top too. Yeah, they were advanced.
So ask you though, did every one of your He-Men or whatever become wrestling though too? Because then they all had to wrestle each other, right? The wrestlers and the mm-hmm. He-Men and everything else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's how you brought in new characters, man. Like Kevin said, that was storyline time. That was like imagination, man. Here comes He-Man all of a sudden, and he's mm-hmm. the WWF champion. Why? Because he can't. You know?
Exactly.
So, like, before Legos got super advanced, like now, like, you can build anything. Like, Legos are amazing now. They just had the brick blocks, the regular brick blocks, and that's all I had when I was a kid. So, I was bored with that. And they came out with a type of building thing. I think what they were called Zaxx. And they were interconnecting. It would be like a black triangle, and it would have a couple holes on each side, and then you can connect another black triangle to it, and then you could bend it and put another black triangle underneath and another black triangle on top, and then you had what I would call a head. And then you would put that on, and you would build a round circle. You'd put a square, and you'd put triangles around it. And then you would add and bend those triangles up, and then you would do the same thing on top, and then you had a ship. And then you did triangle sides, so it looked like it had kind of wings.
Yeah.
And then you'd put that triangle head on the front, and it looked almost, it was like kind of like a weirdly shaped Millennium Falcon. And then what I did, this is where the creative part came in. Some of these triangles had holes in the middle of them, so you could put things in. And I didn't have the parts. I didn't have enough pieces. I didn't have the parts that they gave where you could add like other like missiles and things like that. So I took my grandma's old diabetic needle syringe cases that they came in. And I turned them backwards and I put them in the triangles. So they look like big cannons on both sides. And the ship would fly around with these huge cannons and shoot out. You know, all thanks to my grandmother's diabetes, you know. But it was a hoot, man. I had a fun time with that. And I put those little micro transformers in there.
Oh, yeah.
And they would all roll in, like Autobots roll out, and they would roll into that ship, and that ship would take off with them in it.
You know?
Sounds. Do you guys remember Barrel of Monkeys? I don't know why that was so damn fun though.
Yeah.
I have no idea. It was literally just plastic little monkeys with the little like arms that clipped on to, and you just kept making that long, big string to see how long it would take before it broke. Mm-hmm. But it was so much fun though. Like toys were so simple back in the day, but again, like you guys said, you had to be creative with stuff. It was a hunk of some type of plastic or like rubber. Then you're like, how do I make this work? Like the wrestling toys, they didn't move. They just beat the shit out of each other. They made a thud sound, and that was it. But you had a blast playing with that for hours, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then like
friends over.
Yeah. And then like Nintendo became popular, and then you got the Nintendo system, but you didn't have like the power pad or the power glove. So you went to friend's house who had that shit, and you got to play it there. So you basically had to, you know, you had it everywhere you went. And that was like, dude, man. Nintendo was, I don't that care what systems are now. Nintendo. Yeah. Nintendo was just.
It was great.
It was like. It obviously you look at it now and it's like, damn, those games were shit. But even I still love.
Well, that's cool.
To me,
no, some of those games you try to play them now, Kevin, you get pretty bored pretty quick. I think it'll
Mike Tyson's Punch Out. I can never get bored.
Oh, that's a great game though. Yeah, absolutely.
I didn't have that. I actually got Mr. Dream's Punch Out, so I have that one. I don't have Mike Tyson.
Oh,
yeah.
Mr. Dream's Punch Out, was that the?
That was after Tyson got in trouble. They whitewashed him in the game.
Why literally
turned him white.
Turned him white.
Called him Mr. Dream.
Mr. Dream. Yep.
Yep.
Oh wow.
That happened. Yep.
Damn.
So yeah. I was like, well, this is better now. I'm not beating up a black guy. I'm beating up a white guy instead.
I always love this is more realistic
in my town.
I always love the Super Macho Man character that you have to play before you got to Mike Tyson.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Dude, Piston Honda was a pain in the ass too, man. I hated that dude.
Actually, Ball Bull was actually my toughest opponent the second time around.
Ball Bull was really hard. King Hippo, simple.
Yeah, easiest one in the game.
Never had a problem with King Hippo.
Glass Joe was a
Glass Joe and Von Kaiser are a joke.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So the Popinski was a little challenging, but then once you get past him, like okay, whatever.
You know who I hated was Piston. Was it Piston Honda? That dude, man. If he caught you with that, you're done. Done. Mm-hmm. You didn't get that little swerve out of the way. That dude knocked you out every time.
Then Mr. Sandman. Can't forget Mr. Sandman.
Yes.
Man, I don't remember that
every one. Damn character in there. That's the best.
Yeah.
I think we knocked them all out, man.
Yeah, I think so. I think we knocked
We're missing Don Flamingo.
Yes.
I forgot about Don Flamingo.
That's who you look like. Donald. That's who you look like. Don Flamingo.
He would come into the ring like this, kind of like.
Yeah.
A
little power and shit. Yeah. That's who you look like, Donald. Don Flamingo.
And I think when he got hit, he would go. Like back and forth, like a flamingo almost.
And they had like the Japanese German guy with the crazy mustache, Von Kaiser.
Yeah.
So,
Joe.
when I was growing up, when I was younger, Nintendo was at that point, I think, already a year old, somewhere around there. And Christmas time came and it was on sale. And my mom said to me and my sister that they would get the Nintendo for us for Christmas if we wanted it. But that would be our joint gift. That's all we would get.
Right.
And we were like, yes. So we wanted it. So we got the Nintendo, but we got the Nintendo with the gun.
So you took Duck Hunt, yeah.
It came with Duck Hunt and the gun, and it came with the power pad.
Oh, nice. Really?
Yeah.
Nice.
So it came with the power pad. The power pad was good for about 2 minutes until you realize you're never going to be able to run fast enough to beat any of these motherfuckers, and then you just drop to the ground and start using your hands, hitting the pad as fast as you can on all fours like an idiot, and then you did some damage, and then eventually you just stopped wanting to play the power pad. Like that one phased out really quickly. The Duck Hunt was still pretty fun for the longest time. It was always just fun to just shoot ducks for no reason. So Duck Hunt kind of stayed in rotation in and out for a while.
And Super Mario
Dog was an asshole though.
Yeah, what?
The dog
was an
asshole. Oh yeah, the dog was a big asshole. Yeah. Yeah.
Super Mario Brothers, of course.
Oh, that's
Super Mario Brothers was great.
Yeah.
What I didn't like was the power glove never worked right. So I never got one. So I was lucky that I didn't get one. But I did end up getting that one where you would punch in front of it. It was like you would set it up. It was like two bars and then a base. And you would punch in front of it. And this is how you were supposed to do punch out. Like, and it was supposed to pick up the movement. It never worked right. We ended up taking it back. Yeah, we took it back because we were like, this doesn't work. We don't want it. And I think it was less than a month, so we got our money back. But like that was
20 years for the Wii.
That was one attempt for our family to like be ahead of the curve because we got it, you know, right when it first came out, and then it just didn't work. And it was like, and nobody at school liked it or anything. And I was like, God damn it. You know?
I wanted to be the cool kid. Do you still remember the code, John, to get to Mike Tyson directly?
Not off the top of my head. Now, if you ask me Contra, I know that, but to get to Mike Tyson, I don't remember.
It is 007-373-5963. I never forgot the code. Always remember that code.
Nerd.
Thank you. After 30 plus years, I never forgot that code.
We honestly grew up on some great shit though, man. We had some great toys. We did. Oh, yeah. Like, I mean, I still love I still have actually two of them, I think. Remember Boglins, the hand puppet, like the scary little hand puppets?
Yeah.
They were like rubber. You can move the eyes and everything and like, you know, control the mouth. I love those things. You were talking about the wrestling stuff. Like, there was so much stuff. Wrestling buddies. Remember those?
Wrestling buddies?
Foam wrestlers? Or?
Yeah. They had, like, WWF had so much stuff. They had, like, they were heads, but they were like squirt heads. Like, so basically you fill them with water and squirt everybody with shit. Mm-hmm. Like, man, they had so much stuff they put out. I remember having all that stuff. I am jealous, though. I did not have the Hulk Hogan workout set. I'm a little jealous about that, man. That's pretty cool. See?
Yeah, it was pretty cool for a while. I still have the sweatband that says Hulkamania. I was just going to ask you about
that. Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, I still have it. It's here in my apartment somewhere. I just lost it. My apartment's like a black hole. And anybody will attest to this. You bring something over, it's going to eventually disappear. I don't know if there's like a parallel world or a portal or something, and there's just piling up over there, but it just disappears, and I can't figure it out either. I don't know. It could be haunted, and somebody's just traveling stuff out, you know, like the ghost is throwing shit out the window or whatever. I don't know, but it disappears. But that was one of them. But I know I have it, or I had it somewhere, the Hulkamania headband, the sweatband, and I still had that, and the little grip thing that you would squeeze.
Yeah,
I still had that, and then the jump rope I still had, and then they came with blue dumbbells, two of them, that you go, and I think they were like 5 pounds each or something, and you worked out with those. So it was a pretty good set.
For back then, like with the price of that, do you remember what the price of that was back then? A chance?
Maybe like 35, 40 bucks somewhere in there.
See, that's like you think today. Could you imagine what it would be today though if they brought that out?
Yeah.
$90 probably for that whole set.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
Wow.
It might have even been cheaper, to be honest. It might have been 25, like 20 or 25. Because my parents, they would go like, for example, like we had this department store called Rinks. And Rinks was great. But I remember when I was younger, it went out of business. And whenever a store went out of business, that's when my mom would strike. She would go in, you know, silent, like down the aisle and then strike. Like, I got so many mask vehicles because of that place going out of business. I got them for Christmas and birthdays and stuff. Like, I got so many of them. And mask, for those that don't know, mask. I can't remember what the abbreviation stood for. Something. What was it? It was men. No. I don't know. Kevin's going to probably find it or figure it out before I can. But I had basically what it was is vehicles that they would turn into armored strike forces. So basically you'd have like a 55 Chevy or a 57 and you'd push down on it and it would pop up. And next thing you know, it's like an all-terrain vehicle. And then the top of it, it would flip open. And then there was a gun that would flip up on top of that. And the headlights you could pull out, and those were laser cannons. And then the back, if you pushed on the bumper, it shot the license plate, like, or the little spare tire cover. It shot that out at you.
Damn.
So, and then figures could sit inside.
It stands for Mobile Armored Strike Command.
That's it. Mobile.
And then their arch rival organization, Venom, stood for Vicious Evil Network of Mayhem.
So dumb.
It's a mouthful there, damn.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. It was, they're all about robbery, extortion, counterfeiting, kidnapping, and stealing historical artifacts. So yeah. So you know, it was complicated stuff. So they're basically like Cobra, basically, for G.I. Yeah. Joe.
Mobile yeah. Armored Strike Command. That makes sense. Yep. But the command part being spelled with a K.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Come on now.
You remember, so we're talking cool stores though, just for a second, I gotta throw out Hills because that was the best store ever.
It's where the toys are.
Exactly.
Hills is where the toys are. I remember that. Like, I loved Hills.
Me like, oh, it's supposed to be like an Ohio thing then. I never heard of it.
Before. Oh, you never got to experience Hills?
No, oh, that must dude. Be that must be an Ohio or Midwestern thing. I never heard of
Man,
it.
Man, you missed out, dude. Hills was the best.
Oh, we had Toys R Us. We were good. We had Toys R Us in New York.
We did. Toys R Us.
And KB Toys.
Yeah, we had a KB in our mall. I never really went to Toys R Us as a kid. Like, it was just too far away for me.
It was also so much more expensive, too, though. Like, I mean, mm-hmm. it was, don't get me wrong, it had everything.
Everything, but for a price.
Like, holy shit, I want all of it. Mm-hmm. But it was definitely expensive. As opposed to, you walk into Hills, you get like a hot dog and a slushie and some popcorn for like $1.50. And that was the highlight of the trip. And then their toy section was the best, like the yep. best.
I remember buying Ninja Turtles for $3.48 a piece.
Hell nice. No. Yes. Mm-hmm. And now nice. If you go to the flea market, they're $349 a piece. Price just a little bit higher, you know?
Right. Oh, yeah. Slightly higher.
Crazy, man. Yeah.
Yeah. I brought a few of my Ninja Turtles back with me here recently. I brought back Usagi Yojimbo and Casey Jones. They're sitting by my television in the living room.
Those are nice. The original,
yeah.
It's awesome. Mm-hmm. Hell yeah, man. I wish I still had all my stuff. I have some stuff here and there.
Yeah,
but me I was too. Real, man, I wish I had all my stuff. As a kid, you wish you were smarter to say, not because, oh, I want to sell that later in life, because I don't give a shit about that. I'd rather keep my stuff than I'm not going
to
sell
it.
I tried to throw away all my Transformers.
Really?
I was too old for them. And my mom said, let me put these in a bag or in a box. And she said, I'm going to put them out in the barn. And when you're ready, if you want them again, we'll have them. And they're still there. I'm scared to death, by the way, to go through them because all I can think of is how many spiders are in there.
Yep, that's enough for me.
So
I don't remember having this cool spider one. That's not a Transformer.
big tarantula.
Yeah. I got this cool battery operated one. Look, the batteries still work. No, that's a live spider.
John, yeah. Donald will pay you $1,000 to go there and deal with those spiders.
Yeah, dude. Sure. All right, deal,
sure.
buddy.
me and spiders, we don't get along. Never. No.
I'm not the biggest fan myself, let's just say. I try.
I can't believe you're arachnophobus.
You know what? I will kill them if I have to. Listen, I was in the shower one day, and I was so tired, man, and there was one up in the corner, and I looked at him. I was like, I'm going to let you stay because I'm just too tired to even kill you right now. Mm-hmm, then he had to move, and I was like, "Nah, fuck it, you gotta go." Like, I took that I promise. I was like, "You gotta go, dude." Right. You know, you could have just sat there and just left it well enough alone, but you had to move. Yeah. I'll play that.
Kevin, what was your probably that you can remember? What was your greatest gift as a child, like for Christmas? What was like, or at least top 10?
Well, see, another one top 10. Since you brought Nintendo earlier, I actually got the Sega Master System, the original one. Mm. And I was the only person in school who had that. Everyone else had a Nintendo, and I got made fun of and cracked on. But when you think about it, the Sega Master System, from a quality standpoint, was the superior system. You didn't have to worry about blowing in the cartridge like you did for the Nintendo.
Yeah,
the games were actually more challenging because, like, I had the Rocky game. That mm-hmm. Rocky game was hard. I got past Apollo first, and that wasn't easy. It took me, like, literally, it was 15 rounds. I'm like, Punch Out, we had 3 rounds only. So it's really the full 15 rounds. So
yeah.
I would struggle with Apollo, maybe beat him after 7 or 8 rounds, 9 rounds. Then I would get to Clubber Lang. I'd have to go nearly the distance to beat Clubber Lang. And then I get to Drago, and I'm pretty much, I'm done. Drago takes me out by round 3. He kills me. Mm-hmm. But they also have all these different training procedures you have to do, like hitting the bag or hitting the what's the thing where you just boop, 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 boop. I can't remember what that part is, that train
I think it's called or something like that or whatever.
Yeah, so it's cool, you do all these different things to prepare for the next fight. Mm-hmm. But I can never beat Drago. The best I did with Drago was like take him to like maybe the 9th round, but I was so low on energy. So I'm dodging punches.
What we need is a special video presentation podcast of Kevin replaying this game in
Rocky,
beating
Rocky.
It. Yep.
The 80s.
Yeah, we'll do a whole thing, a whole montage of you, like, training.
Struggling. Not ashamed to say that in my late 30s, it took me up until that time to beat Friday the 13th for Nintendo and Nightmare on Elm Street for Nintendo.
Really?
Wow. And I was like, wow. Like, it took me forever to do. As a kid, it was like, I quit. Like, you're playing that shit, you're like, damn it, Jason won't die. Damn it, Freddy won't die.
Yeah.
I was in my like late 30s and I finally beat those games and I was proud. I'm not gonna lie. I was like,
How did you beat Friday the 13th? Please tell me.
Man, I don't even know. To be honest with you, I don't know. Cause like he
game
never
genie.
Because the dude just creeps up on you. Dude would creep up on you out of nowhere.
That's one thing I never had. I never had a game genie.
It would have been pretty sweet.
Like, I think my cousin had one, and this bastard beating all these games. I'm sitting there like, damn, I can't even beat Super Mario. Shit, like, and this dude is beating everything,
right? You couldn't beat like, Super Mario? You couldn't beat Super Mario? What's wrong with you?
It was the last one for me to beat out of the franchise.
Damn. The first Super Mario Brothers?
The first one was the toughest.
No. The second one for me was... I beat 1, 3, and 4. 2 was the one I could never beat.
2? All you had to do was beat Princess Peach, buddy. If you were Princess Peach.
I used her. And yet I got taken out right before I even got to war.
Notoriously, the best character in that is Princess Peach because she would float.
Because she had that little bit of float to her. So you could jump that little bit. Everybody else was straight down.
Somebody told me that like they wanted like Luigi was their favorite. And I was like, get the fuck out of here. Like no, that Luigi, guy had the little twiddle feet.
Luigi was the second best.
The twiddle feet. And he would land and then roll right off. And you were like, what the fuck? He was the worst.
No, Luigi was the second best. Kevin, the worst was Toad. Toad was the worst.
Toad wasn't even part of this. It was Princess Peach. It was Mario, and then Luigi. And I think if you messed up, you got Toad somehow.
Oh come on now! No, yeah, choice should all four.
You should get used everybody else. Hey, you have to use Toad now. Shit! You knew you weren't gonna win.
Yeah, like, well, I'll get somewhere. Where that is, I don't know, but I'll get somewhere. Yeah. All right, John, what's one, before we end this real quick, what was one of your kind of maybe like top tens?
I got to go with the LJN wrestling toys, man. They were hours of fun. And there were so many different, you wanted to collect all of them.
Mm-hmm.
And then obviously years later, the Hasbros came out and then they just made every unimaginable character. Like Skinner had a toy, Giant Gonzalez had a toy, so like you wanted to get all of those, and you had the wrestling ring and all that too. I gotta stick with the wrestling stuff because it was never ending on collecting that. They just kept coming out with new stuff. So when LJN went down, then Hasbro took over, and then like when Hasbro went down, another company brought something else in. So I'd have to go with the wrestling stuff, man. Definitely.
What about the Rubik's Cube? You can't get the Rubik's Cube.
I mean, I had one, but I can never beat the damn thing. Never.
Yeah, my sister like would crush it. Like she could get it done like in 5 minutes or whatever, and I never understood it. She could still do it. I'll throw one and she'd figure it out. Me, nope. You could give me the whole entire lifetime and I'd be like, nope.
Honestly, I think I saw I was into horror movies at that time in life and you start getting into that stuff. And I felt like if I match all these colors, I'm gonna open up a portal to hell. So I probably don't want to. Let's not do that. You know,
right?
It's okay. I have one more green to get to, and you know what? If I turn this cube, shit, I'm in trouble. Like, nope, not gonna do that.
Nope, not happening. I'll tell you one of my favorites, a top 10. And there's a little caveat to this one. It's a little strange experience. My favorite, I never got as a child. So my favorite Christmas gift was one I never got, and that was the turtle van. I wanted that so bad.
Yeah.
That was like the one thing. Like I was like, man, you know, I had the pizza thrower and a few other of the toys, but I never had the blimp. Blimp would have been cool too, don't get me wrong, but I wanted that van. And at the time, Kmart's had it, and my mom went down to get it for me, and I was super stoked. And they'd sold out. And they told her, they said, well, we'll give you a rain check, and when it comes back in, you can have it. That rain check, I'm still waiting on.
Oh, shit.
It never showed back up. They never got it in again. So, I think it was last year, my mom and dad sent me. Now, it's not the same one. It's not the original one that all the big figures can fit in and stuff. But they sent me a die-cast, larger version of the turtle van, which was great because it showed that they remembered. But also, I was then able to get that van autographed this year by some of the artists and writers of the Turtle series that have been coming out. Nice. So I got that. Now, the only person left for me to get is Kevin Eastman. And then the whole autograph and little sketch van will be complete. And then I'm going to put it in a case.
Kevin Eastman. Did you mean Peter Laird?
No, Kevin. I did not get Kevin Eastman because I did not take it with me to San Diego Comic-Con because I did not think I would be able to meet him there. And it turns out you and I had plenty of opportunity to meet him there. And I was kicking myself the entire time. So next year's the year for me. That's when he's going to get it. I'm going to get a sign and then it'll be complete. But yeah, that was my big thing was the turtle van. And now I have it, albeit a different form, but it's still really cool. I wasn't going to play with it now as an adult anyway.
No, but the coolest thing about that whole story is that your mom and dad did that for you, though. That's awesome.
Yeah, that was pretty sweet. So on that note, I just want to mention that we do a live show every Monday at around 7:30 p.m. Pacific time. And that live show, we do a lot of fun things. We usually do some giveaways or we do rankings. We have audience participation votes for certain teams or characters. We do a lot of pop culture and comic book related stuff. So please tune into that. It's on YouTube. It's under Rumble Spoon Productions. It's the Real Short Box Live. We also do our audio podcast that you're listening to now. Comes out about every week. And it's usually on a Thursday or Friday. We're on Spotify, Spreaker. We are on iHeartRadio. We're on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts. You name it, we're on there. Please take time to follow our sponsors and give them some love. Maybe purchase something off their sites for the holidays. HalfsHotSauce.com. Type in coupon code DonaldHiccups for 10% off your order. Or you can go to SplatteredFrog.com and type in Shortbox for 20% off an order. There, you get some hats and stuff like that. Or you can get some hot sauce from Halves, or both. Why not treat yourself or your friends, family, whoever? But I want to just say really quickly that thank you all. Happy holidays. And to John, thank you for being a guest on here. We appreciate you very much.
Thank you guys for having me, man. It's always a good time.
Absolutely. And to Kevin as well. And to all of you out there, happy holidays and thank you. And if we don't see you out and about anytime soon, perhaps we'll see you
at the jolly, bright, and always calm comic book
shop. This has been The Real Short Box. We'll see you at the comic shop. Thanks for listening.